Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Don Parker, a favorite guest over the years.
Once again,
Don Parker is a board member and musician with the South Shore Orchestra, based out of Valparaiso. Mm-hmm. And you've been with all the orchestras. You have every community theater group, certainly.
Not Northwest, though.
Not Northwest
the
Indiana
schedule
Symphony.
When I first moved to this area long ago just didn't work for
I
me.
I see. So, but well, you just need, and you would have to join the union.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Heavy duty stuff. Okay. Well, Don, it's great to have you here. Well, speaking of which, are South Shore Orchestra musicians paid or are you all volunteers?
We are. We pay a stipend, essentially, yeah. For the musicians because we recognize that their time is valuable. It has value. And yeah. But we do have both professional and amateur musicians as well as student apprentices. So,
okay.
And the student apprentices also receive pay for
how many
work.
Members of the orchestra are there?
I like to say we're kind of a repertory group, which means we put together the ensemble that we need for the works that or program that we're doing. So we can range anywhere from 30 to 85 musicians. We can put together a full symphony orchestra. That's called for.
Are auditions for the orchestra held at one time of the given time of the year or ongoing?
As needed,
yeah,
ongoing.
As needed, cool. Well, you have your big, as everybody does, you have your big holiday concert coming up fairly soon, Friday, December 20th. Tell us
Memorial
about
Opera House.
Yeah.
Memorial Opera House, and we established a partnership about 5 or 6 years ago, and it's been just a wonderful partnership. It's a great setting, and we usually do 2 or 3 concerts a year at MOH, and this one will be we like to change up stuff a little bit. You'll have all of the typical Christmas programming. We'll have sing-alongs to carols. We'll have Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride and other old favorites. But our music conductor, Troy Webdell, also likes to program things that people don't know that have a Christmas theme. And I think that's a that's one of the joys of doing something like this, especially for the musicians, so that you're always playing something that you've never played before, and it's a challenge. We are doing Otterino Respighi's Can Can from the Magic Toy Shop. It's a suite that he did with a holiday or Christmas theme. And we're doing the Snow Buffoons by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov as well. So,
and that sounds fun.
Yeah,
too.
And I don't know that piece at all, but being a Rimsky-Korsakov, I assume it's really exciting and high energy.
The
Snow Buffoons.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, I love that. So, how many people does the Opera House seat?
Seats about 300.
Okay, and so, are you doing just one performance?
Just one performance, and you should try to get your tickets early because that one usually sells out. Yes.
Yeah, I would think so. Wow, that is those are premium seats then. Mm-hmm. And it's such a charming setting, too.
It is. It's just a great place. Once they decorate that up for the holidays, it just really gets you into the spirit of the season.
And what I know that you do some really interesting – well, how many concerts do you do per year?
Typically 2, sometimes 3 there at the Opera House. And then other concerts as well, other settings.
And other settings, including – China. You've been to China a number of times.
The group's been to China 5 times and also took a USO tour program 1 year to China, which was a big success as well.
Do you have any plans like that, travel plans like that for the orchestra coming up?
Not soon upcoming. We hope to again, but not soon.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting that musicians from Northwest Indiana get to have an experience
very much
like that. Our youth orchestra for the Northwest Indiana Symphony went to Italy a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And that's a thrilling thing for
young
people.
Sure. Exactly.
So you have that that as well. Well, Don, any other last words you'd like to share with us about the South Shore Orchestra?
Come and enjoy the holiday season in a wonderful, warm setting there at the Opera House with us.
And get your tickets right away.
And get your tickets
now. Coming
up
on Friday, December the 20th.
Yes.
Just
7:30.
Perfect time. Well, good luck with the concert, and thanks for being here.
Thank you, John.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.